From what? What are we redeemed from? We're redeemed from death, from slavery. We're on this side of the line, and Christ, with his sacrifice, buys us back. He brings us over to this side. So what I want to focus on is that cost. The cost that it is to be on that side of the line. The cost of sin. And to do this, we're going to look at an Old Testament example. Then we're going to look at a New Testament example and parallel it with our lives today. But to begin with, be turning to Exodus 4. And we're going to look at the cost of sin as it relates to one individual in the Old Testament and his nation. And this is a huge topic, and we're just going to graze the top of it. And in Exodus 4, you have Moses. And what's he doing? He's leaving on his journey for Egypt. He's just been given his commission by God. And God is telling him, hey, you're going to go talk to Pharaoh. You're going to tell him what's going to happen. You're going to ask him to let my people go. He's not going to do it. He's going to sin. He's going to disobey what I tell him to do. What I tell him to do is you let my people go and you let them worship me. But he's going to harden his heart. And then what's going to happen? In verse 21, and then the Lord said to Moses, when you go back to Egypt, see that you do all these wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in your hand. What wonders? Well, we had the staff that he would lay down, become a serpent. He could pick it up and it would become a staff again. Put his hand in his coat, it would become leprous. So he had these signs which he could do before Pharaoh, and including the plagues as well, which I have put in your hand, but I will harden his heart so he will not let his people go. Then you shall say to Pharaoh, thus says the Lord Israel. Thus says the Lord, Israel is my son, my firstborn. So I say to you, let my son go that he may serve me. But if you refuse to let him go, indeed I will kill your son, your firstborn. So we have God laying out what's going to happen. He says, you're going to go to Egypt, you're going to talk to Pharaoh. And what's Pharaoh going to do? He's going to harden his heart. He's not going to obey. And what's going to be the cost of that sin? What's going to be the cost of Pharaoh's sin for him personally? It's going to be the death of his firstborn. It's going to be the death of his firstborn and the ruin of his country. Now, I'm not sure, and it's easy to speculate, if Pharaoh would have changed his mind had he known that his son was going to die or his firstborn was going to die. But I don't think so. But we see the cost of that sin. And his whole nation paid the ultimate price with the death of their firstborn. You can read the scriptures. And what does it say? From those who tend the grain to the handmaiden to Pharaoh. Everybody who does not do this is going to pay with their firstborn. That's a huge cost for sin. A huge cost for pride. Now, brethren, let's go forward. Let's jump forward to the New Testament. We've seen how Pharaoh, he paid a huge price for sin. And there's countless examples of people in the Old Testament who have paid a huge physical price for sin. You can think of David, his three sons that died. You can think of Joshua and, not Joshua, but the individual who sinned and coveted the Babylonian garments. Achan, yeah. Achan, you can think of Achan. All these people who paid a huge physical price for sin. And it didn't just affect them. It affected their families. It affected a large portion of people. So let's look at 1 Corinthians 6:20. And we're going to see this as we jump into the New Testament. We're going to jump forward in logic a little bit and then back. 1 Corinthians 6:20. And we'll read the following scripture. The Apostle Paul has just been telling them how their body is the temple, that they should flee sexual immorality, flee sin. And we'll pick it up in 6:20. It says, for you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which is God's. So we see, brethren, that we were bought at a price. To come over from that line to this line was a price. And what price was paid? We're going to read the most commonly read advertised scripture known to man. We're going to read John 3:16. And the reason I'm reading it is because this is the price that was paid. For God so loved the world that he paid for our removal from this category to life with the death of his only begotten Son, and whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's awesome. But that's a huge price. And I was thinking, in preparing the sermon, I've been thinking about this a lot, and the cost and the price of sin. And our life is kind of similar to Pharaoh's. Pharaoh's cost and the price of his sin was the death of his firstborn. But the cost and the price of our sin is the death of God's firstborn. It's the death of Jesus Christ. And I don't know how many have seen the Steps to Passover. We've been watching. I know what they've been shown here. And in the fourth one, Mr. Petty briefly mentioned something that's gone around, and I think it's very interesting, that if I would have been the only person, or if you would have been the only person who lived in sin, Jesus Christ would have still had to die. That's a tremendous cost of our sins, of my sins. So, brethren, as we conclude the sermonette, I want to leave us with a parting thought, something to ruminate over, something to think on. Not just the huge price that God and Jesus Christ paid for our sin, but as we think about that huge price tag, let's look at it in one different aspect. If we're on this side of the line, Jesus Christ pays for us to come onto this side of the line. Why? So that we can have life eternal. It means we're bought with a price. It means he's purchasing something. And my question is this, and I've been thinking about this a lot. Is the product worth it? Was the sin worth it? If we think about it, for us to get over here, we had to sin. We had to break God's law. We had to have the death penalty put on us, right? Because that's how we sin. Then to get over here, we have to have Jesus Christ and his sacrifice and his blood and for forgiveness of sins to come back over to here. So my question, I've been asking myself, well, was the sin worth the price? If you look at it in a physical sense, you can think about it, was David's adultery worth the price of the sacrifice? Or was Jesus Christ's death worth our sin of cussing out somebody as we're driving down the road? Think about our sins and what they cost. And I'll relate a personal example that happened to me this week that I found really shameful and embarrassing, and I'll relate it as an example. So I went to a work party of just how cheap we can make sin, how cheap it can be for us, but how costly it is for God. I went to a work party. Somebody was going away. We went to Buffalo Wild Wings. Anybody ever been there? I have. It's okay. It's not like anything I'd write home about. But it's a pretty safe restaurant, right? Not going to get anything too major. So I ordered a salad. I said, please, no croutons. Salad comes out, and it's full of croutons. So I pick them off, eat the salad. And somebody asked me, and they noticed that I have a big bowl of croutons sitting next to me. I say, what, Carl, you don't like croutons? I said, no, it's today's leavened bread, so we don't eat leaven or products. And then somebody else chimes up and says, oh, yeah, they don't eat yeast products, and starts doing all these other things and kind of sitting there holding my head. And then somebody passes around these things called blazing wings, so they're supposed to be their hottest wings. And so I take one, I'm not thinking about it, I'm eating it, and I realize, oh, it wasn't like one that you have to, you know, gnaw off the bone, a chicken bit. This is a chicken tender, so you're going to eat it, and it's a breaded product. So I was thinking, oh, that's right. Oh, I feel like an idiot. And then I said, well, I'm going to feel like I'm more of an idiot if I just set it aside. And then so I just, well, it's probably not breaded. It really doesn't have leavening in it. I'll just eat it. And I won't be embarrassed. And then, like, so I ate it. And then I thought, that was so stupid. What was I thinking? For a chicken nugget. So I'm over here for a chicken nugget. That's what it comes down to, brethren. That's how piddly our sin can be. A chicken nugget worth. And then Christ will redeem us back with his blood and his sacrifice. A huge cost for a chicken nugget that's maybe $2, if. And, you know, gives you the opportunity to relate embarrassing stories. And there's, but it's just a huge cost, brethren. And as we conclude these days of unleavened bread, we've been picturing putting out sin, putting these things away from us. But I want to focus on what it costs to be able to be clean, to be with God. So as we conclude these days, brethren, let's remember our sin, it's been paid for. Unfortunately, sometimes the chicken nugget's been bought willingly by our Savior. And let's not forget that huge cost that he paid for our sins.